I was definitely terrified. That foul creature gimped ahead of me, just limping and limping. At times it would point at a certain cube or cell, and we would stop it, and we'd look inside. Then we'd move along, heading down the spiral road. Then I remember looking over at the central open area of the pit, and I could see spinning vortexes moving along the levels. And I could see these. I could see these twisters that would land on an empty cell and deposit a person within it. I could see there were so many of these twisters arriving. How can you describe the smell of this place? It was awful. It was a smell of decay, rot, linseed oil, stale roses. How can you can really describe these smells? Then there were the sounds I could hear. There was a dull roar, a wailing, a cursing, crying, different languages. All were mixed with sounds of fear and masses of voices, like talking in a meshed in a crowd. Then there were strange beings and brutes walking about. Some were ugly, others looked very cute. They had a hatred for humanity that I cannot really describe. As I passed these, they would curse me, and they wanted to tear me to pieces. Sometimes they pawed or touched me, but the words Jesus Christ poured out of my mouth, causing them to keep their distance. Thank God. While walking, I began to understand that this beast in front of me was some kind of devilish guide. It actually hated showing me around, but something appeared to be making it do so. I also sensed a strange entity following, like a lion seeking to devour prey. It was always in the background, lurking about. As I passed the cubes off to my left, as we walked down the road, we would stop and walk between where two cubes met. The cubes would part and reveal narrow passageways or halls behind the cubes lining the road. Behind these front row cubes was a city full of cubes here, stretching back to the far wall of this pit. I can remember the hallways there as if it was yesterday. The scenes are so clear to me. I can still see the hulls. I can see the smoky gelatin-like walls and how they rubbed against me like sheets, where they were very narrow. Everywhere you looked up or down, right or left, you could see people in various stages of torment, trapped in scenes they remembered from their mortal life. I can still see these halls and the vortexes spinning between, going through the halls and depositing a person in a cell. During one of these jaunts between the cubes, we reached another area. And it appeared like a great cathedral hallway. Its passages were wide, and there were groups of creatures escorting a lone, solitary person towards some cube. The person saw these devilish beings as people, friends, religious figures, unknown people in a crowd, who were all taking them somewhere. When they arrived at a cube, they were pushed inside, and the walls closed, and the nightmare for them began. I began to realize from the ugly guide that there were several entrances into what the creature called the Grand Palace. One was through the vortexes, and the other led to this great hall. I still remembered it like it was all yesterday. I could still see the dark, beastly figures walking in these narrow halls. After walking in these halls, going through these four ways, we came back to the wide, dusty road and began to walk down the spiraled road, stopping from time to time to look inside of some forlorn cube.